Now, there are lots and lots of verses in the Bible we could come to, but I just want to give you these three to show you how in control He is. 37th verse of this third chapter of Lamentations says, "Who is there who speaks and it comes to pass unless the Lord has commanded it?" You see, when I think about men in great authority making all these decrees and making these decisions and they take the credit for it and they think it's something they've done only what a sovereign, omnipotent, all-powerful God has allowed and not one thing more. I mean, how in the world can anybody have any pride about being a big shot when every single one of us, He said, look, He took us, He said we were like dry bones. We were under the dominion of Satan. We were under His control. We were living in sin. We were separated from God. And out of His grace, He saved us. And it was a choice that God made. He's the one who made it possible for you to hear the gospel. He's the one who gave you the faith to believe. He's the one who's strengthened you. He's the one who's taught you. He's the one who's given you the faith to believe that He is and that He is all that He says He is. It is all of God and none of us. He's to be glorified and magnified, and we ought to be shouting hallelujah and praise the Lord God for what He is and who He is, not just for what He does. When I understand who He is, I don't have to worry about what He does. When I understand who He is, I don't have to worry about what I'm going to have. Because I know that this God who is all perfectly love, who is infinite in His wisdom and absolute in His power, He loves me enough to give me what He knows is good for me. He loves me enough to know to give me what He knows is wise for me. And He has the power to do it all in His own perfect timing. And if I'm going to trust Him, these three great truths have got to be an essential part of my life. Now, He has prepared a plan for all of our lives. There's nobody here by accident. Somebody says, well, I was an accident to my parents. No, you weren't. My goodness, listen, where in the world did we get that idea? You weren't an accident. God in His providence allowed you to be born. Now, so you're not an accident. You're a part of God's sovereign will, His permissive will, His plan. And you see, oftentimes what we think are some of these things that just sort of happen. Now think about this, when a Christian, the very idea of a Christian using the word luck or fate or chance, there's no such thing as luck, fate, or chance in the mind of a child of God. How can it be luck, fate, and chance? Where is the love of God, the infinite wisdom of God, and the sovereignty of God with luck, fate, and chance? It's not there. And so those three words shouldn't even be in your category. Now somebody says, well, but let me tell you about my job. On my job, my boss, and he can fire me, he can ruin my life, he can do this. No, he can't. You say, yes, he can. No, he cannot. If your boss, as wicked as he may be, can perform one single act outside of the sovereignty of God, then we're all sunk. He cannot. You may be in the army and you say, well, but my commanding general, your commanding general is under the authority of Almighty God. He says, all the kings, all people in authority, under His divine authority. Not only under His authority, but under His sovereign rule and power. And sometimes a student says, well, you know, my professor, he could flunk me if he wanted, not unless God allows him to. Not unless He allows him to. And so we think about all these things. And I want to say to my pastor friends, and I know that a lot of these men live under this kind of threat. And they say, well, you know, but my deacons, they could fire me, or my church, they could do this, or they could do that. And a lot of pastors live in fear of what the deacons are going to do, and what the church is going to do, and what this is going to happen, that's going to happen. My friend, you have to ask yourself the question, now who's in charge? If God is in charge, they can only do what God allows them to do. If they're in charge, you're in a mess anyway. And so I'll tell you, if I thought that my life was subject to the whims of what somebody out yonder wanted to do to me or try to do to me, then I'd quit preaching the gospel. I said a long time ago, your life and my life belongs to God. Only what a sovereign, good, omnipotent, all-knowing God allows in our life, then that's what we'll go with. It may not be what I like. And I may go through some difficulty, hardships, trials, suffering, all kind of stuff. It is only what Almighty God allows. If you think your life, your job, your home, all these things are subject to what somebody else is going to do, they may do something that is absolutely, horribly, and sinful. It may be some kind of abuse of some sort under the sovereign will of God in His infinite wisdom and knowledge. You say, how in the world could that be good? Humanly speaking, I cannot say how that could be good. How can God make it good? I think many people who've been through difficulty and hardship and trial in their life look back and say, you know, I hated it when it happened. I thought God had left me. I thought God had deserted me. But now, you know, somehow on this side of it, I can see what God is up to. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. There'll be some things that you and I will only understand when we get to glory. And in the presence of our God, whether He's going to explain them then or not, I sort of doubt He's going to take a lot of time to do a lot of explaining in those days, because the truth is it won't make any difference anymore, because we are in that awesome eternity future and we're going to live with God and see Him as He is, unhindered by finite minds. And so I want to say to you, my friend, if you're not a Christian and you're wondering, who is this God? I want to tell you what He's like. He's a good God who loves you unconditionally, who knows you perfectly, who's provided the best for you, and what He wants you to do is to surrender your life to Him and trust Him as your absolute personal Savior. And my friend, you and I have no reason to doubt God. And there are three basic essential truths that you and I need to rivet into our mind, apply them in our daily life. First of all, what's the first one? God is perfect in His love. Secondly, He's what? God is infinite in His wisdom. And thirdly, He is what? He is sovereignly in control, completely sovereign in His control of all this universe. Now, you think about this. Do you know how you and I live every day? Now, you don't think about it probably, but this is how we live every day. We live under the threefold umbrella of God's perfect love, His infinite wisdom, and His absolute control. Why in the world do we want to be fretting about anything? Think about that. We live under the threefold umbrella of His perfect love, His infinite wisdom, and His sovereign control. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want to live any other way, would you? Under no condition. My friend, if you've never trusted the Lord Jesus as your Savior and gotten in on life at its very best, I'm here to tell you, this is life at its best. You say, well, but you don't know about my troubles. You don't know about ours either. But I'll tell you something. Even in the deepest, darkest valleys of life, what we've just talked about is absolutely true. And there's a way to have a sense of deep, abiding, inexplainable joy, confidence, and assurance. In the darkest nights of your life, your all-loving, all-wise, infinite, omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient, sovereign God has you in the cradle of His loving hand. And Father, we bless You, praise You, worship You, and adore You. And we pray that the Holy Spirit will just sink this message deep in the heart of every single person who hears it, not just to listen, not just to write it down, but get it in their heart, get it in their thinking, get it in their living, get it in their conversation, get it in their emotions, till they're feeling Your love, feeling Your wisdom, and feeling Your sovereign control of their life. But we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to the teaching ministry of Dr. Charles Stanley, speaker on the In Touch television and radio broadcasts. To order additional copies of this message, or for a catalog listing available video and audio copies of other messages by Dr. Stanley, call toll-free 1-800-323-3747, or place an order online when you visit our website at intouch.org. If you prefer to write for more information, our mailing address is In Touch, Box 7900, Atlanta, Georgia, 30357. If outside the USA, please contact your local In Touch office. This has been a production of In Touch Ministries, Atlanta, Georgia.